Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sandspants radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, party people. It's your girl, Brie Larson, here. And when I'm not eating pizza, pretending to play Animal Crossing, making the worst movies of all time, or eating pizza, you better believe my ass is sitting down and listening to a brand new episode of Hey Fam.
Hello, Angus.
Hi, Andrew.
Please call me Prince.
Prince of?
Prince Sargon of Persia.
Oh, but is that the same? So is that the character that, what's his name? Jake Gyllenhaal played.
Yeah, I know nothing about this franchise. I just know that I've lost an entire day and a half to this new game.
Unsurprising.
Which I don't even know the full name of.
Prince of Persia, something of something, probably.
Yeah,
you know, Eternal of something.
Because you know how like, I guess when you put a new game in, you're pausing it, you're going in and out of the menu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's showing you the full name. I've just been playing it.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I don't know. What should we guess?
Let's start talking Prince of Persia. What's your relationship with the franchise? You've admittedly said nothing.
I played the Mac one.
Yep. Same. I think that's...
And have you ever gone back to that game? Like, it's from the 80s. It's like not really platforming.
No, you've got to jump, you've got to hang. It's like traps. It's more puzzle based. And it's kind of like... Reminds me of like Another World or those games where you have to kind of learn where to go.
Spectrograph games or something.
Yeah. It's so iconic though. I can still hear the spike sound effect. And then the sequel. I played both of those on Mac.
Yeah. So I think that's all I've played with the franchise. Yeah. I know people love the GameCube one.
It's very interesting. Yeah, Sands of Time.
I know that one's called Sands of Time. Yeah.
That was like that gen. It was on PS2 as well, I think. It was like a... multi-platform version, and I think that is the prince. That is, I believe, the plot of actually the movie might have been called Prince of Persia: Sands of Time, the Michael Bay film.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
So Michael Bay.
The only connection I have to that movie is I almost bought the Lego set of it because it's the only set where you can get a Lego ostrich.
Dude, you should have that's. Oh, is it called The Lost Crown? The game? Yeah.
Prince of Persia and the Lego ostrich.
This is a bonkers franchise that I know you and I know nothing about. And could just spend a whole episode researching it and reading intermittent bits of information.
Well, I think it's important to like kind of bring up that this thing has been around forever because I wasn't excited for this game.
First one was 89, and who made the original one? It was Broderbund.
Of course.
Yeah, one of the classic.
And what are they up to these days?
Well, after such hits as Choplifter, Load Runner, and Prince of Persia, also the Mist and Carmen Sandiego games.
Damn.
They
were cooking.
Yeah, they were purchased by Softkey in 1998. And if you're wondering what Softkey's been doing,
please.
Well,
inform me.
They've also been making Carmen Sandiego games, Kid Picks, Read a Rabbit. So like all those educational games. That logo was so lit.
Broderbund. That's a cool logo.
Do you remember those logos?
Should we steal it?
Yeah, of course.
New
they don't exist
logo?
Anymore. Yeah, we can. Of course, we can take.
How does
it.
That work? Is it like a Steamboat Willie like, situation? You got to wait like, 100 years.
Art. Yeah, it's Steamboat Broderbund. I remember that logo.
Well, they got two good logos.
That's the early one with the stylized O, and then I guess they changed font.
If anyone who was ever involved with Broderbund, or if you know, maybe you're like the dude's grandkid
wild
or something.
Game.
Get
the
in touch.
Apple, the Apple II, that beefy machine.
So I like. Also, I don't really have the best relationship with Ubisoft games. I
look at that shit.
Oh, look at that. I'm looking at the gameplay of the original one. It's one of those ones where like. You have to like jump before you actually want to jump.
Kind of like Donkey Kong Country.
No. No way. It's nowhere near as smooth as that. This is, And I remember, like stopping and starting.
And then running away from the fight.
But of course, the Mac one is black and white.
Well, yeah, the Mac one is. This is the, which one's this? This is the,
Amiga
I remember
something.
Playing.
Yeah.
Two was lit. It's called The Shadow and the Flame. So that's when they introduced the.
So when did Ubisoft buy the franchise?
This is what I'm about to have a look at.
I guess sometime in the late 90s.
Ubisoft bought the rights in 2001 and rebooted it with the Sands of Time.
My favorite 90s year.
Yeah,
2001.
Great year.
So although, Sands you know, Dr. Dre released an album called 2001 in 1998.
Right. And Stanley Kubrick released a movie called 2001 A Space Odyssey
in
70s? 2001. In 2002. Yeah, so they run out the gates with Sands of Time. And I don't think, from my memory, they haven't reached those highs again. Like they were pretty, it was a pretty well-reviewed game.
Is it like a third-person action? I don't know. I've never seen footage of
it
this
game. Yeah, it is. Oh, wow, there was a mobile version. So, you know, that's awesome.
Should I emulate it on my Steam Deck?
Yeah.
Play the first 30 seconds and be like, I get this now.
It was an action adventure puzzler platformer. You know, the genre that like no one really makes anymore. Third person.
No
one makes it anymore. They're either
almost like a Tomb Raider, Uncharted kind of style.
More like classic Tomb Raider, more like Ratchet and Clank or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like fighting with weapons and platforming and stuff.
That sounds fun as shit.
Yeah, environments. Yeah, it's third person, and I think the big mechanic was you could like use time to move around. It actually had a Game Boy Advance version, which was side-scrolling. So throwback.
You know?
Yeah, they've made a few other ones. Warrior Within, The Two Thrones, Forgotten Sands. I remember The Forgotten Sands.
Is that
I remember
PS3 or PS4 game?
You know what? I think that's the film.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, right.
That's the film. Oh, no. The film is The Sands of Time. Oh, no. Wait. Fucking hell. what was the movie?
Can I talk about the new game yet?
We're getting to it now. Okay. And then, so there hasn't been anything since 2022, there was one called Prince of Persia Escape 2, which is the original. Okay, so I guess they're still making games in the original continuity. Are these like fan games?
Prince of Persia Escape, that sounds like
a mobile game. You're right, that sounds like a Temple Run.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean...
Oh, and it looks like we're getting a Sands of Time remake.
Okay, hopefully it's just a Metroidvania because these motherfuckers know how to make a Metroidvania game.
Who would have pegged Ubisoft for Metroidvania? You know what I mean?
Prince of Persia Escape is the iOS version of the original Prince of Persia.
Cool. Okay.
Which I'm sure you can still play today. So this game is called...
Lost Crown.
The Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. And it was announced like just over a year ago, I think.
Yeah, it was always mentioned in the like... You know, of all the... You getting into that? Is that fine?
They see, man. It sounds good. It feels good.
It was always announced along...
Hear that like, mechanical whirring in the background, dear listeners? That's the sound of us enduring the heat.
Yeah, that's right. It was always mentioned alongside Avatar, Frontiers of Pandora, and the like newest Assassin's Creed in the Ubisoft segment of... getting announced?
Aren't they doing, or have they already done it? There's a side-scrolling Assassin's Creed game.
I think that's coming. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like in between.
I've never really gelled with an Assassin's Creed game. I tried playing the one before Valhalla.
I liked Black Flag, which is one a lot of people love, the pirate one.
Yeah.
Where you get like a boat and it's like a pirate sim mainly.
It's just, yeah, I've never really given it the time of day.
You know, it's really funny because we're like, man, no one makes these 3D platforms. And I'm just realized it's probably the Assassin's Creed games.
Sure, yeah.
But the other one I really liked, I forget the name right now, it was the one set during the French Revolution.
Right.
Like Napoleon Arrow. That was cool. It was bugged at the start. But yeah, I know the last few got away from the original games. Like there was that Valhalla one.
Oh, you can never really finish it because they just keep expanding. It
yeah. And it's and just, it became more of a big open world game where I think this new one, I think they've done the Call of Duty thing where they just call it the first game again. And it's back to kind of basics, I believe. But again, it's a series that I've just like, I find very convoluted, and it's insane to think there was a movie made about it, an adaptation starring Michael Fassbender.
Dude, he's been in so many shitty movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like all of the non-first class X-Men movies.
It's so, and also that new Taika Waititi movie, which I assume is shitty. I don't know.
A Trans Soccer Sands of Time.
but the this new one... what's it called again? Prince of Persia. What's my favorite game of the year called again?
The Lost Crown.
The Lost Crown. It's out on everything. I got our good friend. How good's this? Our good friend who I think was on like one of the first 30 episodes of Hey Fam, Nick. We called him Mr. Soft.
Yeah.
I feel like we record. That seems like something we would have done.
Monsieur Soft. Because of the Frenchness.
Okay, so he hooked us up with some codes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nick.
We coding.
He asked you which platform you wanted it on, and you watched 100 Digital Foundry videos to decide. With me, he just goes, here's the Switch code. Because I think that's definitely like how I'm going to play most games. You know,
I'm just looking at
literally in front of my big television playing a game in handheld mode on the couch.
So one's called Assassin's Creed Mirage, and it takes all the tech and modern quality of life features found in the recent ones but applies it to a smaller one, which is like the old stealth
and
based
is that
one.
Out yet?
Yeah, that came out last year. I think it's on PS5. Yeah, it says if you want something more like Black Flag 3 Mirage, it's one of the
best
entries.
Anyone talk about it? That's a bummer.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like, oh, this is great, but it was like because it went back to what it used to be.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm with you. It came out October last year.
But you know who else works at Ubisoft?
Rayman.
Rayman. But another very early HeyFam guest, Lucy O'Brien.
Oh, she worked there now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I know that I think she was involved in the writing in this game.
In Sands of Time.
No.
Oh, the Two Crowns.
The last... Yeah, Prince of Persia.
Assassin's Creed, Prince of Persia, Lost...
The Crown Casino.
The Crown Casino. Yeah, yeah.
But it's
Casino
a Metroid
Royale.
It's a Metroidvania.
Yep.
And that is my favorite genre of game.
Famously.
And I feel like we get like a shitload of indie takes on it. Like, you know, one of my favorite games of last year, Blasphemous 2. I literally am on 99% completion of that.
Yeah.
And had to debate whether I
Blast 2.
Get that last 1% or just start a new 100% to get. And I chose the latter. But we'd very rarely get AAA or even like, you know, like AA studios making a Metroidvania. It's always like, oh, we're going to make a 3D adventure game. We're going to make a first person.
I mean, the only one that comes to mind is like Metroid.
Exactly. Metroid Dread was
Metroid
the last.
Metroid Dread
was
the last one. Last 2.5.
Even then they hired a smaller studio to make their
property.
Who
was it again?
It was the Steam something.
Steamboat Willie Games.
Steamboat Willie Games.
Now that he's public domain, he's making games.
But this is like, yeah, like one of Ubisoft, like one of the original three Ubisoft development teams.
Right.
They're called
Rayman. No, it's made by
the guys who made Rayman. Yeah,
Rayman
yeah.
Legends, right?
I thought you're saying Raymond.
It's Usher. Everybody loves him.
Ubisoft Montpellier, and their track record is like, oh, these are all the Ubisoft games that I like. So we're going right back to 95.
South Park games rule as well, dude.
That's true. There's plenty of, and even like the Rayman. Mario Rabbids.
Mario Rabbids.
Love
fantastic.
Those joints too.
Yeah, yeah.
I even love the Just Dance games.
I mean, they're like bigger than gaming. You know what I mean? They're like, that's a slice of life.
But Rayman 2, Rayman M. That's crazy.
Is that Metroid M? The other M? Is that the other M? Is that what they're talking about? Is it Rayman?
Rayman 3, Hoodlum Havoc, Beyond Good and Evil. They made the King Kong game. Remember tying to the movie?
I believe it's called Peter Jackson's King Kong, that's the true. Movie, the game.
Oh,
I actually think that is the full title.
That
is that
rocks.
What the title is?
Yeah, well, it just says Peter Jackson. Yeah, you're right. Peter Jackson's King Kong, the official game of the movie.
That's right. It's even crazier than the one I said. It's like Nirvana, the band, the show.
Rayman Raving Rabbids. Rabbids Go Home, which is a game I always wanted to get, but never did. It's like
the Wii one?
But like an adventure game as opposed to like a party game.
Because Raving Rabbids was the party game,
just dumbass party games, yeah.
That was like...
They were the original Minions.
Yeah, they're like, we have Wii Play as well.
And then some other French guy was like, what if
the
rabbits
French people
were
are
yellow?
Obsessed with like annoying
things that
gibberish
love
speaking,
bananas.
Banana sucking.
And say, why?
Yeah. If I was Ubisoft, I would like sue Illumination.
For sure.
I'd probably sue them.
And then we got Michael Jackson, The Experience. Did you ever play that one? 2010 on all platforms.
Is that like a dance? Just Dance? Was like a proto Just Dance?
A music video game based on Michael Jackson's songs.
Yeah, I think it was a Just Dance.
Or
did they have a singing game? No, it'd be dancing if it's Michael Jackson.
Oh my God. Initial launches of the game included a limited edition replica of Jackson's sequined glove. His music, his moves, your experience. The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn.
I had that on PS3.
Was it good?
You know what? It's funny that you say that because it was a 2D platformer.
There you go.
With 3D graphics.
Then they make...
I don't think it was so Metroidvania, but it was still pretty cool.
Certified banger, Rayman Origins.
Dude, there's a Tintin game out.
What?
Remember it came out like 2 months ago? It's like a 3D game?
I remember it, like the trailer.
I think it just came out.
That's so weird.
I have to assess this
in
a minute.
Absolutely. They made Zombie U on Wii U, which is like the game that everyone...
It was a launch game.
I didn't play, but everyone was like, oh, it's pretty good.
It was
actually
a launch game,
actually,
and it was one of the ones
the
that uses the gamepad.
The tablet really well.
That game and every Nintendo first-party game were the only games that used the gamepad, right?
Yeah. Rayman
Legends.
I remember
you had to like administer... That was your backpack.
They make all of the Rayman games post then. They're working on Beyond Good and Evil 2 with our friend... fucking... Robin from Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, yeah. JGL.
Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Don John himself.
Don John himself.
We have to check this shit out. I think there's Tintin.
But they made this Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown game. And like, I remember it being announced and being like, oh, cool. Like Ubisoft are making Metroidvania. That'll be worth checking out. But then the hype around this, like, you know,
it's crazy.
I don't know. What is it getting, like, nines, tens around people across loving the board?
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But everyone's talking about it on Twitter. And yeah, Nick sent us the code. I popped it straight in. And
this baby goes crazy on it. Yeah, I'm going to hit it.
It plays really, really well on...
how's that OLED?
On Switch. I'm playing it exclusive. Dude, why the fuck is the Tintin game $69.95? I mean, that's just how much games are, right?
No. And it's based off the, like...
Cigars of the Pharaoh.
Designs from...
What kind of game is, like, a puzzle game? Oh, bro, look at Snowy. Kind of looks like dude, the
it's
stills
it's kind of cool. Like what we were talking... It's like a PS3 Uncharted game.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into it. This is...
Who made this?
Yeah, let's find out. This is a mystery.
Yeah.
Who did make it? Where's it normally? Microids. You know. Microids. Surely this will give us some gameplay.
It's a Microidvania. So Cigars of the Pharaoh. It's got a Steam score of 6 out of 10.
I'd say that's about...
Steam average. I mean, that's fine. I'll probably sue it.
So what's like the bet that this was made with like European grants?
It's like an investigation adventure game. Follow Tintin and Snowy in one of their most famous adventures.
There he is.
The Tintin Man. Did you see straight away the camera in the trailer just looks dog shit? Like, I kind of like it though. It looks really charming.
It's kind of like exactly what we were talking about. Like, who makes 3D? Who makes bad licensed 3D action
games? There's a Moomin game coming out this year, which looks really... Oh, whoa, there's a car racing scene. Oh. You can race planes?
Oh.
Is this just a racer? Tintin racer? Tintin kart.
Oh, no, guys with pudgy faces.
Be ready to fight. Man, I'm... Fully paying.
Dude, we need this game.
No, I'm gonna watch it and wait for it to go on sale.
Oh, look, puzzles like Uncharted style ones.
Puzzles.
I don't know, man. It kind of looks charming, and it looks like it's gonna the license alone will carry 90% of it for me.
Yeah. What the fuck have Microids made besides this?
Where are my Microids at?
They made a game about ants called Empire of the Ants.
Oh.
Warm Snow.
What generation is that?
Survivor Castaway Island. They made an Asterix game called Asterix and Obelix Slap Them All 2.
These guys are fucking European as hell. They made
the Smurfs 2, The Prisoner of the Greenstone.
So they just...
Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. I didn't know any
Smurfs
of these
Smurfs is
games
a European comic originally, yeah. Wasn't it?
Inspector Gadget, Mad Time. I didn't know any of these games... Agatha Christie, Hercule Poirot, The London Case.
So they fluctuate between European comics and detective, and Tintin's that sweet spot.
Yeah,
of
but
both.
Then they also do fucking mech games. They made the Front Mission First remake. I mean, they just published it.
What was it? Mech game?
The mech game.
Oh, like mecha, like a robot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's wild.
Crazy studio.
Crazy studio.
Oh, they made Sifu.
Oh, micro, get Microids. If you want us to talk about Tintin,
or this, I'll play the Smurfs
or the Sifu game.
I'll play both of your Smurfs games.
This guy said he'll play your Smurfs games.
Anyway, this fucking Prince of Persia game,
yeah,
it is so good. I feel crazy, but I think like this is the 18th of January.
Yeah,
this could be my game of the year.
You're such a loser. I love it. Relationship ended with duck books. Now Princes of Persia are my friend.
Well, legit, like I didn't have a single game last year.
Yeah.
That stopped me from doing anything else. You know what I mean? Where you're like, I got all these things I got to do today, but
sure,
I'm just going to ignore them so I can keep playing more of this game.
I didn't have a single game. I had Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, for whatever reason, that didn't get its hooks in me. I just kind of played it when I was in transit.
Yeah.
And then I played most games with my kids, so we just played in the morning.
That's right.
This is a no thanks kids game.
Common there's, dad L.
Yeah.
<There's> gaming with my kids.
Spooky dudes, you got to stab with a sword. Yeah,
shall I keep that back on?
Yeah, put nice. That AC back on.
That white noise was good.
Yeah, yeah. People go to sleep to this episode and we won't overheat.
Yeah.
What is it, 33 in Sydney today?
Oh, yeah, fuck but the humidity off. Is gross.
Yeah.
The humidity is even worse.
But it's very, very story heavy, which I, as someone like who plays a lot of Metroidvanias, I'm not really used to that.
No, like, because it's just like...
Most of, like, yeah, like Blasphemous, for example, like, you, oh, it's a spooky dude and he's covered in bees for some reason. And like, there's no explanation why. He doesn't really tie into the main story, but that's the only person you're talking to for the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
The guy who with bees who you forget where he is, and you spend half an hour finding him again.
Is he Spanish as well?
Yeah, for sure. But this is like, you're like the newest member of the immortals that protect Persia against the warriors from the east.
What, how long they're making this for?
Well, I just think it's so cool that like a massive studio is being like, fuck it, let's make a Metroidvania.
Yeah, I mean,
it's probably cheaper.
It's a no-brainer, and it's insane that it's taken this long, right?
I welcome Metroidvania titles from all of the AAA studios.
Yeah, they
make like the next won't. FIFA game in Metroidvania.
It just sucks because they'll just do fucking battle royale
you
games.
You have to unlock the ability to dribble.
Oh yeah, that'd be yeah.
And that gets you into new areas somehow.
Yeah, and sadly they won't. They just will make battle royale play to.
I feel like, is that era over? Like, because
I don't think it's going to be over because remember, like, Microsoft and Sony are having like a cold war purchasing developers. So remember that harrowing news came out where it's like Sony in retaliation or whatever to the Activision Blizzard purchase, they've bought like XYZ, and there's well, you know what, maybe it is falling apart because I remember the articles were out at the time and they're like they're buying the, you know, blah 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 companies and developers to make they want 20 games as services on PlayStation 5. Remember it was something insane like that. But as we saw recently, Last of Us multiplayer is gone. They've said like no.
that Last of Us 2 remastered package seems weird.
Package?
Well, so it's like they've remastered an already HD game.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can't even notice the difference.
Except it runs at 60 frames. The original ran at 30.
All right, that's cool. But there's like weird things like you can wear skins. Like you can put
Elliot. Oh, yeah, you can wear Death Stranding clothes.
Yeah.
That's my dream come true. Okay,
yeah, it just seems to kind of like that was a very that was a game that like really really tried to make sure it didn't feel like a gamey game.
I mean, they've got to justify its rebrand.
Yeah, there's
plus you don't have to do it. I'm sure the game Joel doesn't be like, Ellie, do you mind putting on that Death Stranding shirt? Yeah. Like, pretty sure. Do you mind putting on that Crash Bandicoot shirt now?
What's
It'd be sick if because it's Naughty Dog, it tied in with Uncharted movie.
And you put on that Lumens t-shirt, Ellie.
You could have the Mark Wahlberg's Sully skin.
Is it the name of Kojima's thing? Lumens?
Lumens. Yeah. I'm trying to see. There was another game developer that spoke to Naughty Dog and were basically like, don't make this online game.
Yeah, fuck. You know, I saw that story too.
Oh, it's called Factions. It was like a reputable brand, I think. And they were just like, oh, if you want to like...
No, Factions was the name of the
game
mode.
Is called Factions.
Yeah, yeah.
But they basically were like, if you want to not make any first person... Oh, it might have been Rockstar.
No, no one's telling Rockstar to not make a multiplayer mode in one
of
the games.
It was another...
Because that's what started all this shit. The GTA that just... That
didn't end. It's 11 years on and still going. It's going to be the first thing to gain sentience, I think. but there was another developer that essentially said, like, you should just stop this because...
No, I think Naughty Dog were like, don't do what we did.
Maybe it is that because you just lose years of developing.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did that. That's awesome.
Or was it Rockstar who said, maybe you're right.
It was someone stepped in and not stepped in, but they went to it for advice basically. And
it was like,
you can do this, but be willing to like never make a game and just spend all of your resources will be on fixing this thing that people are constantly playing and trying to break.
I don't need to play a Last of Us multiplayer experience.
No, you don't have to.
But I'm old, so I feel like most old people don't play that shit.
But that's okay.
I brought her like a
you don't stop gaming. We are like the first generation. Oh no, Gen X would be. But we are the second generation that will just keep on gaming. You know what I mean? There's no cutoff point. We're not like suburban dads in the 80s where it's like you don't game.
I love like because I think you know I'm very public about all this stupid shit I like now. Like,
well, yeah, it's your sharing. It's your job. It's
yeah, exactly. And I just like no one ever questions it anymore. It rules.
Yeah.
It's just like, especially if they've got kids, they're like, ask Levens any question you have about games.
Yeah, that's sick.
And most of the questions are like...
Well, I've got no excuse.
I went away with the kid who used to get Pokemon cards instead of Easter eggs on Easter morning. And I brought a retro console.
Another classic Hey Fam character.
The Miu Mini. which I was sent, which has like every GBA game on it. Oh, emulated games that I own physically, of course. But I was showing it and he goes, wow, does it have Fortnite? And I was like, no, he missing the point here.
No number one victory royales for you. Yeah, have a Pokemon card. Have a shiny.
No, so he doesn't get Pokemon cards anymore. What he's done is he's entered all of his Pokemon cards that he owns already into this app. And every morning he logs on to see what they're worth.
That's awesome. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
The Wolf of Kanto Island or whatever, Kanto region.
It's crazy. There, like, Archie has like a bunch of friends at his school that like collect Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Not a single one of them has played one of the games.
No, they don't. Of course not.
It's weird. The card
game's
massive.
The card game never stopped.
Yeah, totally.
The card game never stopped. But they also
don't play the card game.
No, they just collect them.
Just collect them, which
it's
is cool.
Genius. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's the amount of money the Game Freak, Nintendo, and the Pokemon Company must make just off that shit.
It would be so cool if they put it back into the games.
Well, I've played them. They don't.
I've watched Pokemon Concierge, which
how is it? It's been in my
Netflix
queue.
I mean, it's revolting baby shit.
Oh, okay.
But it's good. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks great. I love
you'd
the trailers.
You'd fucking hate it, though.
It's I don't like, know if I would. I watched
like
the trailers.
Super twee baby shit.
Sometimes that's fine.
Okay. You almost had an aneurysm when I suggested you watch an episode of Bluey.
This I is like Bluey.
Okay.
Yeah, Bluey's great.
I've grown. What about Blue's Clues?
Yeah. No, it's like... So there's an adult talking to a cartoon.
Okay, yeah, sure.
It's kind of weird.
Well, this is about an adult woman.
Bluey's great. No, Bluey's awesome.
Bluey's incredible.
You know I've watched Bluey.
Yeah.
You besmirch my Bluey standard.
No, go back and... find
see,
the
I grow.
Bring
that's the beauty of this podcast. I'm like a beautiful flower, and each year
you
I
are.
Grow. And I.
You grew just this past weekend.
I did.
39.
Oh, yeah,
your
I did.
First
I
episode is a 39-year-old.
Yeah, I'm in the 39 club now.
Does he sound different?
I probably am different. Don't ask my political views. No, you can.
That'd be great if every
I'm not allowed
year,
to, actually. Part of my job.
Change your political views, like, drastically.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have political views.
What would a 39-year-old think of this?
Yeah, so, yeah. Trump's back, baby.
But yeah, the animation on Pokemon Concierge is, like, adorable.
Yeah,
like,
no, man, so, I saw like, the trailers.
They're all fuzzy.
It looks like crack.
But it's like about this chick who's, like, a bit stressed. And
she runs a hotel for Pokemon, right?
Yeah, and it... No, you know she goes to work at a Pokemon...
That's a game I would rather play than a Pokemon mainline game.
Yeah, totally.
Imagine that, like a hotel sim.
Yeah.
Essentially, she's Sen from Spirited Away. And she is looking after, rather than spirits, Pokemon.
Actually, you know what? I said like that AA studios don't make Metroidvania games, but there was that awesome Mickey Mouse game that came out last year.
Illusion Island?
Yeah. And that is a Metroidvania game you can play with kids, which is very, very rare. So
I mean, shout rare
out,
that I'm ever
shout out to my boy Donald Duck, who's a playable character in that game.
Weird flex. The coolest recommendation I've heard, rubbing in that I don't have kids. that's actually a really good one.
What do you mean?
No, I was joking. You're like, that's a really good one to play with
I was
kids.
Talking to the people at home that have kids.
No one that listens
to kids. I
don't
talk
to
you when we do the podcast. I talk to the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I want to play that because of just the name alone. I was obsessed with Castle of Illusion.
Yeah.
I had that on Sega Game Gear.
Been playing that on my Miu Mini instead of Fortnite.
So why are you playing that on there instead of your Steam Deck? Like, not
oh, because someone's done the hard work and it's already on there.
Oh, so they put all the games on
there. Yeah, yeah. It's a very legal operation.
Yeah, I get... I'm always like... I mean, I get pocket analogs because, like, you have to own the games.
Yeah, totally.
But obviously you can fuck... Like, you can homebrew that.
Exactly.
Stuff. But I find it interesting when it's just, like, the device is just...
Dude, this one has... Every Game Boy game, every Game Boy Color game, every Game Boy Advance game, every NES game, every SNES game, every Virtual Boy game. I'm playing the Wario game on Virtual Boy. It's really good. And then it's got every Game Gear game, every Genesis game, every Master System game, every like Amiga, like every MS-DOS game.
Is it a good
game.
System?
Dude, it rules. It's so good. Every PS1 game.
On this tiny handheld?
On this tiny handheld. And it has back buttons so you can play all the PS1 games
What's
on there.
What's the screen like?
Gorgeous.
Is it like widescreen or
it's like a slightly bigger Game Boy but full color screen. It's nice. Right. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I agree with you. It probably look better on my Steam Deck, but I could not be bothered. It's cool having just this like extremely pocket thing.
Oh, there's a Castle of Illusion remake on iOS.
Wow.
From 2013. How weird is that? Like a gross looking 3D one.
Can you play as Donald Duck?
I don't think you could. Did Donald have his own game? Duck Dodgers?
There was a DuckTales game.
No, but yeah, there was a DuckTales game. But there was also one called like Duck Dodgers, I think. Is that a Super NES
Duck
game?
Duck Dodgers is Daffy Duck.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can see where I got that mixed up.
Yeah. To try and pull a swift on over the duck spot over here.
I really want to get something. I put this out to the listeners last year. I really want to get into some
Once I finish making the video for them, you can borrow the Miu.
I really want to get into like having a like a device that I play a whole series, not just those consoles, but later ones to emulation.
Yeah, right. Like your PS3 as well.
Well, I have a PS3 still just for Metal Gear Solid 4 because that game is impossible to emulate.
Yeah.
That game is impossible apparently because of like it used the console to the T where like if you emulate it, things in the background run faster. You know what I mean? Like it's perfectly synced on there.
That's so
funny. Have this like, it's sitting in my wardrobe with Metal Gear 4. And it's just like, I can't get rid of that until it's on one of the collections, which don't know if they'll ever do.
Konami.
But yeah, I'm always tossing up. Is it a home? Is it a Steam Deck? Is it something cheaper? Or not cheaper, but is it something smaller? Or is it like a Mister? But even that stops at like Saturn, I think.
I'm being sent another thing called a Pow Kitty, which like it's a great name.
Pow?
Pow Kitty, like POWKIDDY.
It's a prisoner of war cat.
it plays like PS2. And GameCube and 64 games on that one as
Pow
well.
Pow Mini.
Pow Kitty.
Kitty. Such a crazy market, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're just like...
I see. The Pow Kitty.
They're like Soulja Boy in...
They're just like fake...
8 years ago. They're just like,
so what's the one? You were playing the Miu.
Miu.
Oh, I can see it. Wow, they're just on Amazon for $130.
And it comes with like... all those games loaded on it and like no one's doing anything about it yet.
It's insane.
I'm sure it's all going to come crashing down and everyone will be sued.
Soulja Boy is going to get caught in a RICO.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you have any suggestions for someone like me who wants to play even like computer games, like old PC games.
I mean, both of the devices that I'm talking about do it really, really well.
Yeah.
You can borrow it and see. Like,
it's
going
to be Steam Deck, I think.
This motherfucker just refusing to listen to me.
No, I think it's good. Yeah, but I don't want both. I want like a all-encompassing.
Oh, no. Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah. This is like, does a lot.
Which one? The Miu?
Yeah. Up to PS1. Pretty decent.
It's tiny ass screen. Doesn't plug into a TV.
Oh, you want to play on your TV? You didn't mention that.
I want to play it on a monitor.
Get
a
Raspberry Pi or something that can do it.
Yeah, or that's what the Mister is, I guess.
Yeah.
And now... a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
I brought it with on my my holiday this past weekend. Went to a mountain. Did some very duckish behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
I spent most of my weekend in a river.
Yeah.
I got really into building dams.
Like a beaver.
Yeah.
That's not duckish at all, my friend. That is an otter and a beaver. That's like a beaver.
Beaver boys. Beagle boys. Yeah. But imagine beaver boys.
Yeah. You build dam. What were you doing?
The
dam.
No, I don't know. It's like a pretty, you know.
Like meditative.
So Archie got really into it at the beach. Whenever you have like one of those little offset rivers that lead into the beach.
Yeah.
He would try and dam it. So like you just build up the sand and try and go all the way across and, you know, build a little dam.
Oh, no, I know how they work.
And so then we were like, fuck it, let's do it with rocks in the river. And that shit is so fun.
That's
awesome. You ever built a dam with rocks in a river?
I actually haven't.
Game of the year, 2024. Game of the year. Yeah.
Friendship ended with Prince of Persia, the lost crown. Now damning.
But yeah, toasted some marshmallows. That classic shit.
You got to.
It was good.
How long do you like to keep them toasted for? Like, what do you like? What's your marshmallow looking like?
I hold it pretty high above the flame.
Who would go in there?
Dumb
zero
as fuck.
Zero.
As soon as you're waving the on fire marshmallow, you fucked it.
It's not burnt marshmallows. It's toasted.
You want a slight crispness around the marshmallow itself, and then when you bite in, it's like this gooey nothing like mess. That's the best answer, I guess. Yeah.
Congratulations.
I've never ever done like a s'mores where I was like, oh yeah, this was a worthwhile investment of time.
This is worthwhile like fucking my hands up like with chocolate.
Because the chocolate never melts.
Yeah.
Unless like, yeah, I don't know. Are you throwing that entire, it's a very American
thing. It's a particular chocolate you have to use as well. Like they have a particular biscuit, a particular chocolate. I had a look like years ago and we don't really have equivalent here. The closest some say are like the digestives, but even then you're working with the wrong dexterity.
Oh, it's graham crackers.
We don't have like the equivalent of graham crackers. Is it graham or graham?
We would say graham, but in America they say graham.
Yeah. They love not saying certain syllables, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
There is definitely an HA in there.
Like how they refuse to say the name Craig?
Craig.
Craig, yeah.
Craig. Megan instead of Megan.
Oh, yeah.
And well, they actually spell aluminum differently.
They know, aluminium? Really?
Yeah, they've removed one of the syllables.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, we're not.
Which actually. President did that?
One of the great ones. I just love, they're like, yeah, we ain't saying that one. Yeah.
Get rid of the I.
Oh, the table of elements or whatever, the elemental chart. No, we're calling that one aluminum. Mental behavior. Aluminum.
So yeah, just to wrap up, that new Prince of Persia game rocks ass. I wasn't sure if I liked the story at first, but even that is fucking great.
Guys, we've got a story lover here.
I famously hate stories in games. Get them out of my games.
You don't story.
Say. And hate cutscenes, but this is really good. And like, there's so much cool shit the way, and also like the abilities, like I'm like 8 hours into the game now, 6 to 8 hours. I reckon it's going to be a 20 hour game. I haven't gotten a double jump yet. And that's like, I'm sure it's coming, because who makes a Metroidvania game without one? But, they give you like a bunch of, you get this cool ability where like you press L and then it leaves like a shadow of yourself, and then you can go and like do a puzzle and then immediately warp back to the point.
That's sick.
And like,
can you use that at any time you want?
Yeah, in combat, it's really fun.
I was listening to, either watching a review of it or listening to a podcast about it, and people were saying one of the great features is
the taking a photo
and putting on maps, remember.
I think because I play so many of these fucking games, like my brain is just wired to not need to do that.
But I think they were like, whatever I was listening to, were like, oh, this is going to be a great killer feature that we will see every game now adapt. Like,
yeah, I agree with that for sure. This, it really, it feels like it's taken a lot of inspiration from Metroid Dread too.
Mm-hmm.
Not just all of the indie games that have flown the Metroidvania flag for these last 2 decades, but specifically Dread, that there's a lot of moments in there that feels like you're avoiding, like there's a few stealthy moments with these enemies,
like the Emmys.
An Emmy-ish shout out to the Emmys as well.
Shout out to the Emmys, shout out to all the winners.
Yep.
And the losers. I love them both.
And then also like just like in the way that you play this game as well, like the weapon, like it's one of those games where you have to get good at learning every single move of combat, because there are bosses that require you to do all, you know, like the final boss in Metroid Dread is just like, it's such a test of your abilities.
Yeah.
You have to use every combat move within that one 5 minute fight. Lots of enemies that you fight in this require you to do that too.
Interesting.
Like dodging, parrying,
duck dodging,
yeah, exactly. But bouncing up and down. Usually you've got bow and arrows. You've got, it fucking rocks.
I'm pumped.
It's such a sick game. Game of the year at 18th of January. Quote me on this. This is what you got to beat. And like game of last year too. I didn't play a game that I liked as much as this last year. I still haven't recorded my all the small games best of 2023 episode yet.
What is it, too short an episode because of the lack of love?
It was a weird year for indies last year. There were definitely like a few games that I should have played.
Probably COVID related.
Sea of Stars.
Anything?
No, there were lots of games. I just didn't really click with anything. I think because I spend so much time making fucking videos that I would normally be spending playing video games.
Maybe it's a
that
good year for indies. Maybe you just changed, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, you've changed.
People have been saying that.
Bro, you've changed. I'm just replaying Final Fantasy VII Remake on PlayStation 5. I played it on PS4 Pro before, but I must say playing it in 4K 60 frames per second, lovely. And I did never played the intermission.
You could hold a gun to my head and say like two TVs in front of me and one of them's 30, one of them's 60. I would never be able to tell.
Yeah, that's a lie. You would be able to tell.
I don't know.
You can tell, like the human can detect.
Yeah. Maybe it's less that I could tell unless that I don't give a shit.
You play, I think you lose the ability if you play Sonic Frontiers handheld on Switch. I think that's kind of like it's like you become colorblind.
See, that was a fucking game. That I did not do anything except play that game for a week. That ruled. Got off the 5 tour.
I've still added it on my wish list. So like every 2 weeks, because it's constantly on sale on PSN, I have the PlayStation app on my phone. I'll just get, this game is now on your wish list, is on sale. And it's always Sonic Frontiers. And you know what? It's never cheap enough.
That game was so magic to me.
Has the DLC come out yet?
Yeah, and it's apparently it's like bogus hard. Just like you have to like play as Knuckles.
And they're like, guys, we got to bring back Sonic. People, we keep fucking up. We got to bring back Sonic. Okay, well, let's make a really hard game that like features none of the lovable characters.
No, it has all of them in it, but they just suck shit at combat.
It's so funny that they announced like all these games coming back.
All the Sega ones, yeah.
Yeah, but like none of them were like a new Sonic. Like, we're going to do it right this time.
I think, though, I mean, they do have a few critical successes, like in you know, a few 7 out of 10.
Superstars, I mean, that got fucking cucked by Wonder.
Yeah.
It came out literally like a week before Wonder.
No one likes that. No, but the
Superstars is like the new 2D.
At the end of last year, they put out an Apple Arcade game, which is apparently amazing.
It's a great
amazing.
Game. Yeah, that is good. What a funny, speaking of funny franchises, what an insane franchise that like was released originally to be the Mario killer.
Oh man, I think, and did like, you suggest that we should play Sonic 06 this like, year?
So yeah, I did. It's down to $39.98 from $99, and I'm
just Sonic Frontiers
on PS5. Hey, you know what? I would buy it just if you could put the Switch next to it handheld and see if you could tell the difference.
What can you look up how much Sonic 06 is? Can you play it on PSN still?
I doubt, it's probably on Xbox.
Hmm.
Sonic. I mean, shit, maybe.
They recently did a poll. Sega
Sonic
did
Day or something?
Yeah,
or
was it? And it was like, which character should we add to the next Sonic game or something? And one of them was Sonic Man, which is a character I've never heard of before.
He's like a fan of Sonic, right? He's got like a Sonic hat on. And
but he's in Sonic 06 and like he's like a fan favorite. And I think he ended up winning. Like by a landslide.
That's some real. It was like Bodie McVector
Vector the Crocodile
shit.
Was last. Shadow right. was third.
I'm looking at the Xbox store. I think we're gonna have much more luck here because they have all the 360 games.
Maybe I can play it on my Miu Mini.
Sonic Generations, Sonic the Hedgehog, Crazy Mine World. I don't remember that one. Shit, I don't know if they have it.
There's a fucking.
They've got
ton.
Sonic Adventure,
there's
Sonic
so
Forces,
many
Sonic
games.
And Knuckles,
it's
Sonic
wild.
Unleashed. What was Sonic Unleashed?
That was the one
the
where you play
one?
A werewolf. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting because that was originally a Wii exclusive and now it's on 360. Sonic Fighters, Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic Origins, Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic Mania, Sonic CD. Dude, they have every game on there except 06.
Damn. I think I still have a PS3 too. Maybe we should hook our PS3s back up so we can play Sonic 06. What happened?
This is so, how broke, they have Super Mario Rush ripped off on Xbox. You could just like...
On the Xbox store, you can play a game called Super Mario Run Game. What?
We were just giving shit to the...
Oh, it's available on PC. What the fuck is this? Super Mario Rush.
This is on the official Xbox app where you buy games.
Run with Mario and friends and help rescue the princess. What? How is this allowed to be on there?
Just a...
You can get a jetpack.
Who doesn't have jetpacks? He has water packs.
How is this available on the Xbox store?
I don't know. I really don't know how. It's that's pretty funny though, isn't it?
That's crazy.
That
shit.
Came up while looking for... You can... Sonic 06 isn't on Xbox, but...
Maybe like no one's going to get sued anymore. You can just do whatever you want. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. Batman and Superman are up next.
You
can finally...
Yeah.
Make that porno.
I saw my first movie of 2024. I know
the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
I know you've seen 20 already, but I finally managed to watch one.
Yeah.
And it was The Holdovers, which was your number 3 movie of last year.
Yeah.
And most Americans, one of the, you know, top 5 movie of last year, but it officially came out in Australia on January 11th.
Yeah, day after my B-Day.
Fucking insane shit.
We've got a real Tar situation here where Tar was like... beloved film of 2022 and we got it like late January.
But I mean, ultimately it doesn't matter when that shit happens, you know, it's gonna, people like us who are obsessed with like, you know,
well, it still feels
top
old
tens
world
or whatever. It feels
like, oh, I thought we left this behind. It feels like real, like 5 years before COVID this was stopped, you know what
but
I mean?
But this shit is a fucking Christmas movie,
brother. I know.
Brother,
I'm insane.
So that's hilarious. I started a Letterboxd account.
Oh,
I'm on
Letterboxd. Sure.
And so I reviewed, I gave The Holdovers 4 stars.
Cool.
I mean, really, I feel like that's low for me when I love something. I think I'm quite, as I've already given my game of the year on January 18.
What's your name on the...
Is Levin's Online.
Oh, of course.
And
oh, I think I see you.
I gave The Holdovers 4 stars.
Yeah.
And I said, this Christmas movie was so lovely that it almost made me forget that it was released in Australia on the 11th of January.
Yeah.
A bunch of people from who listen to the podcast have already found me. So you guys are fucking weird.
I think you posted it.
Did I?
You posted it in the Discord. Yeah.
Well, I'm fucking weird.
Dude, you're so weird. Oh, yeah. I follow you now.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you added it when you added a list.
Oh, what was my list?
You did like a list.
Marvel movies where one of the main characters flies into the sun at the end.
Yeah, yeah, and it's the Eternals
and the Marvels. Awesome. Okay, that's a good bit.
It's a great bit. That's how, and I remember you posted that in the group, so I think everyone
okay, cool.
You.
That's all right. Well, maybe I'm the weird one.
Turns out
Icarus.
Weird one.
Actually, you know what? Movies with Icarus with an Icarus joke in it.
Yep.
Eternals and the Holdovers.
And Eternals. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With Icarus metaphors.
I mean, I guess he flew into the sun at the end of that movie too. Holdovers.
Yeah. Well, and the boy got burned on the face.
So look, I love, we talked about him briefly last week, Alexander Payne's movies.
Pain and Gain.
I want to just watch all of them now.
Yeah. Election.
I still haven't seen,
Downsizing
and Nebraska. So,
yeah, I've seen Nebraska. Nebraska's great.
I mean, Nebraska's fucking, is it Bruce Dern and Will Forte?
Brother, you nailed it.
Doesn't get better than that. And it's black and white.
It's B&W.
Fuck colors.
Colors are out. I'm just saying, Bob Odenkirk's also in it.
Shit, wild.
Yeah.
But what am I doing with my life?
Playing Metroidvanias
and reading duck books
and playing GBA games on like Nokias or something.
But yeah, man, Holdovers
Sideways, a classic. I always forget he made About Schmidt.
That's like the easy lowest one for me.
Yeah, that's
it's
like,
fine, but
that's
I mostly remember what's like
in crowd pleasing.
Kathy Bates getting naked in a hot tub and like weirdly I'd probably put Sideways like towards the lower end.
I can rewatch it.
I'm sure it will go higher. What's it? Who's the girl in it that beats someone up with her bike helmet?
Is it Sandra Oh?
Yeah, that rocks.
Yeah, it's a great film.
That's a good scene.
Election.
Election is
a classic.
Like, that's the one you're trying to beat. Like your entire career. Like you make a near perfect movie.
Yeah.
As your first
insane
first
film.
Big one. Is it his first movie or his like first like one that everyone?
It might be like his first.
You know,
or, like,
no one
second.
Really admits that Heart 8 exists.
Yeah, it's his heart. I think he has others before. Citizen Ruth, which is supposed to be great with Laura Dern, is before it.
Okay, cool.
96.
That's Bruce's daughter.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is. Bruce, working with the Derning.
Bruce Willis's daughter.
Dern. Got a Dern a dollar
what's,
a day.
What's Dern?
Yeah, what's Dern, bro? I haven't seen Downsizing either. The Descendants, famously.
Oh, I love that movie.
A Oscar winner.
See,
for best screenplay.
I think I love that one. I think I'm putting it. I'm putting Holdovers just above Descendants.
Something warm and fuzzy about the Holdovers without being saccharine.
Man, I like it. It did go a little bit further. Like the ending, I feel like it wrapped things up too much. But then the final thing
final
that
scene is just worth it.
Exactly. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, what? Why
in the car?
Yeah.
He's just,
yeah. Exactly.
Perfect. Like, perfect. Like, yeah. Perfect final scene. And they're like, nothing is said.
But there was one moment where he said something. Should we do spoilers for the Holdovers for 5 minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. We're gonna spoil Holdovers for 5 minutes.
This is official spoilers.
One of my, I agree with you. It's a top five movie of last year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, if anything dethrones Oppenheimer at the Oscars this year, I think it's Holdovers.
I don't think it will.
I think it'll be a few.
It's up his year.
I can see, do you reckon Giamatti might get it?
No.
I don't know.
I don't.
I can see it. I can see it leading to some upsets.
I can see it
because it's such a classic feeling movie.
Yeah, but I just see it kind of.
I can see like Academy dudes being.
I see
like,
just having a longer.
Oh,
shelf
it's a
life.
Movie like they used to make. Fuck yeah!
Yeah.
They should make more movies like.
No,
they used
but they
to make.
Also go hard for Oppenheimer because it's like this is movie.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. This saved movies.
Yeah.
That shit is. I'm staying at the hotel that Sydney's IMAX is inside.
Yeah. The
next,
W.
Next
You're
week.
You're taking a W.
I'm taking a W for once.
For
and,
the culture.
And the I could see Oppenheimer that night because it's screening every night next week.
If you want to sneak downstairs, I can meet you there.
But yeah, I'm just sneaking out for 3.5 hours.
I'm just going to go downstairs and do some laps.
If I come back upstairs with chocolate stains, it's not from a chalk top.
No, it's absolutely not.
And that wet patch on my jeans is not from the choose your own flavor frozen Coke machine.
No, absolutely not. It's from me coming in the streets
from all
of
the
Sydney.
Affairs I'm having.
Yeah,
yeah, but Holdovers, like, it's. I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's. I knew nothing about the movie.
I didn't
watch
before
the trailer.
I watched it either. I knew nothing.
I just knew that Giamatti was in it.
All I know is that I was like, I need to watch this during Christmas. It's all I knew, and so
yeah, right.
I
well done.
Sourced it illegally.
I'm really happy I saw it first time. Jealous. You know what it's like when you watch it on the big screen. You don't look at your phone. You don't look at your watch. You don't get up and take a piss. No. You hold that.
I'm
shit
I'm gonna
in.
Go see it in cinemas.
You
as well.
Risk kidney damage.
I might go see it again tomorrow. I've got tomorrow off. I've got Priscilla at 9:30.
Do you know the only movie that I've missed to go take a piss in like a decade is Top Gun Maverick?
Dude,
I was like
so
gonna
sad.
Explode.
Like you've never pissed during like,
I think
Marvel's
I think
because
I was so excited for that movie. I think I drank two beers before it started.
Yeah,
which I think you know, that's the power of Maverick.
Pissing or drinking?
Both.
Yeah, no, I raw dog that shit, dude. You know I don't. I do. I'll drink
oh, no,
drive.
I'm ashamed that I
I'll drink drive over before I drink and watch a movie.
Shout out to Holdovers, the drink driving movie of the year.
Dude, yeah, yeah. Ain't nobody ever got hurt.
Look, I knew Giamatti was in it, and I knew he was a teacher. I think yeah. I knew that much.
A curmudgeonly.
What I didn't know is that this is... Oh, and I knew that it was Christmas.
Yeah.
So this movie is set over Christmas
break. You
didn't know
it was a period film or...
Yeah, maybe I knew that too. But yeah. I didn't know any of the cast members. I didn't know that it was about him having to look after students who have nowhere to go, who have to board basically at a
there, it's like
prestigious
a boarding school,
boys' board school
yeah.
in the 70s near Boston.
It's in Massachusetts. So yeah. It's a classic New... That fuck New England shit. I'm already on board. I have this like... deep love of things set in New England. I don't know why.
It's Wahlberg. It's all Wahlberg.
Oh, of course. Now I know why.
Yeah. I reckon he likes this movie. Snoop Dogg does.
Snoop Dogg smoked this movie. This movie smoked Snoop Dogg. It outsmoked him.
Outsmoked him. But
I'll kill this for a sec and then bump it back in a few.
In like 30 seconds.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
But yeah, so it's about he has to stay. He's a curmudgeonly old fuck.
He kind of draws the short straw, and he's unpopular at this school, and he's kind of forced. Oh, you have to. You have to stay behind with these kids this summer. Sorry,
but
this winter.
But he's kind of like he accepts it because he has nothing
know.
Else. He
yeah, has
nothing
a family,
else to do.
Doesn't have a lover. Doesn't have like parents.
And also at
he went to that school and he taught there, and he's exactly. kind of like this is my home.
He taught the current principal of yeah. the school.
We should a number on my parents because they're teachers, and they were like, "Whoa, that's something you never like." That was just
wow,
like,
yeah,
we were,
right,
that
cool.
was just like, "Oh, nightmare."
So,
also every line of diet, like the script in this film,
we didn't say
is,
the third lead. So we have Paul Giamatti, we have this newcomer, this actor,
yeah.
who I don't know. They say introducing,
yeah,
this guy.
So he
is he a theater kid?
He went to the high school that it was filmed at because it's shot on location, and as part of you know, they were like. We want to open this casting up to kids who go to the
school.
Wait,
so he's actually young? Because that dude looks older than
me. No, he's young.
It doesn't take much for that. Like,
no, it doesn't. No,
like, I feel like if tomorrow I was like, I'm going to be in the movies, I'll be immediately
Dominic
cast
Sessa.
In a teen
and
movie.
Incredible performance. Also, Angus representation.
His
and
name
same
is
initials,
Angus.
Like Angus T is his
yeah,
name.
Not since the movie Angus has there been an Angus dude, on the big screen.
That's why I loved it so much. Because he got called Anus in a scene and I was like, that brought back some memories from high school.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, representation matters.
And then the third lead is basically the cafeteria lady.
Yeah, Divine Joy Randolph. She and Paul Giamatti have won, like they've won the Golden Globes.
So I'm most familiar with her from, she was in, she's like in all the seasons of Only Murders in the Building.
Right.
It's a Disney show.
Yeah.
So she plays a black lesbian
cop. Yeah, of course.
In that series.
She's also in The Lost City, that film that came out with like Channing Tatum, Sandra Bullock. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
I don't know what voice she does in that, but she's in tons of stuff that we've
she's
watched.
She's in a bunch of
years.
She's in Trolls, Holiday in Harmony. Oh, 30 Minutes Short, not a feature Trolls film.
The TV stuff is what we know of more.
Yes. Oh, she's in Trolls World Tour.
Of course.
Forget what I said. Dolomite is My Name. You know that film with Ed Murph?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. But she's doing she's probably doing the most Boston accent in the entire movie.
Yeah, because Giamatti has that kind of like...
Scholarly.
Scholarly. Yeah. Speaking in metaphor and...
He's
Latin.
Such a sorry old fuck.
His dialogue in that film is so fucking good.
He wears a fake... He has a glass eye.
Yeah.
To the point where I had to look up after the movie, does Paul Giamatti have a glass eye?
They won't reveal how they did it either.
Oh, it's crazy.
Did you notice it switches sides throughout the movie to throw off the audience?
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love that. That's such a cool thing. Because the way, and you know, it ties in with the plot.
I thought
I
was going crazy at first.
It ties in with the plot because he's like, which eye is it that I look at?
So then, I thought the movie should have ended when he said which eye it is.
Yeah.
That's it. And then the movie ends.
I love that Chekhov's gun of the bottle.
Exactly. No, I thought that was brilliant. That made it all worth it. But I didn't like.
And I like seeing him like go on an open road for me because I really like that character. I was like, cool, he's off to do.
I guess they should have done that just immediately. I just didn't need the like. It was nice having a goodbye between Angus and him.
You need that.
I know, but I didn't because it was like him.
I liked it because they didn't do any. They didn't hug. It wasn't corny.
They shook hands.
They just shook hands. Yeah. Like, love
and he
that.
Said, you know, we can go get a burger.
He's like, no, I thought that was brilliant. That's such a great parting. But dude, this movie made me cry.
Yeah, no, legit. That made me cry. When he said which eye to look at, I fucking burst into tears.
Dude, what a fucking movie. And it's so funny as well.
Oh, the moment that made me cry came after the moment that made me laugh the most, where he described he goes, I've known you since you were a boy. And you are, and I know, like, you are the embodiment of human penis cancer. Fucking incredible insult. And the way he delivers it is so funny.
That last scene that scene in the principal's office, it's so fucking good. And you just see him,
Angus is fist bumping
the screen.
Yeah,
you're like, yes.
Yeah.
He's like, you have an amazing son.
This is going to be a movie that, like, I watch every single Christmas.
Hands down.
It is so good.
I watched it December 33rd. 23rd, then I took it down to my folks and I was like, you guys have to watch this.
Yeah, so you watched it with them?
Yeah, they loved it. They were like, one of the best movies I've seen.
It's like absolute parent crack. They'll
love it. Dude, how good is the scene when they go to the like secretary's Christmas party?
Yes.
And that scene when he like turns around and sees her kissing at the door and just that look on his face. Like,
and meanwhile, Angus is like flirting and kissing the...
Like touching... Niece to niece.
Yeah. And then Mary gets so drunk because she's missing her son and listening to records that he used to love. And then the janitor who's sweet on Mary, but like, you know, she never like shows love back.
The Boston holiday...
The best.
Dude, it's such a good movie. I could like watch it every day, I think.
I didn't like the goodbye between Mary and Giamatti's character.
I can't even remember it.
It's like she comes to see him and he's emptying out his office.
Oh. And you see the pile of
all the books.
Dude, how good is that? It's like the Bible, the Quran.
Yeah. And the best of all, there's no God in it.
So good. Fuck.
I should buy you that book.
Yeah. I want that. I'm going to give that printing to everyone every year. Cover. So good.
Yeah.
What by Marcus Aurelius?
I can't remember, man.
Giamatti
has like, he has a, he can't develop, he can't process a certain ingredient
He can't break down something. So he smells like fish.
By the end of every day, he smells like fish.
Yeah.
He has another, all these weird ailments.
His eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah.
Here's another one that he brings up later as well. But, yeah.
Dude, what a movie.
I just, you know, he is a good dude.
And I love, it reminded me so much. Just a great depiction of a teenager when, like, you can be chummy with an adult for a bit, but then, you know, when he's, like, making him chase him through the school and acting like a little cunt, you're like, oh, but you still act like a cunt. Like, you can flip.
And he fucking pulls his arm out of the socket. I thought he was faking it at first. Yeah.
One of the great, like, smash cuts to, like, a hospital.
Yeah.
Like, so good. Such a good scene.
And he lies.
That's when you first love it. When you're like, oh, this movie rules. When he's like, no, this is my dad. Please don't. We don't want to do insurance.
And then he's like, you know, I think his name is, what's his name? Hunnam?
Oh, yeah. Paul Hunnam.
Paul Hunnam.
He's a Paul. He's, yeah.
He's like, you know, where, what's the name of the school?
We don't lie, but starts with B.
Yeah, something. We're a B-boy. We're B-boys.
We're beaver boys. We build dams.
And he's so like upset.
Don't lie.
He lied, yeah. But then
Barnum?
And like the whole Barnum? The whole setup. The setup is so fucking great. Like Barton boys, yeah.
But you're watching, you're just like, how's no one made this film before?
Because it's like, it has like shades of The Breakfast Club.
Shades of The Breakfast Club, shades of like Dead Poets Society.
The bully
Society.
Dude even looks like...
Like, can I say the name of the school?
He looks like an 80s
kid. Oh, yeah. He's like, cast straight out
even
the
though 80s. It's set in the 70s, he looks like they've got like an 80s bully in this movie.
It's named one of the top 10 films in the National Border Review and the American Film Institute. You know, the one they like... Barton Academy. Barton Boys.
We're right, Barton Academy, yeah.
Barton men don't lie.
Yeah.
Dude, Giamatti rules.
Yeah, but like, it feels like... Like, what are his good movies?
Sideways.
Sideways, obviously.
That Big Fat Liar.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. No, he's a great actor.
I know he's an amazing actor, but I feel like he very rarely gets the...
Yeah, no,
Is he in Synecdoche, New York or whatever? Is that...
Synecdoche, New York.
Synecdoche.
Yeah. Synecdoche. What is that? Is that a Metro? Is that a 2.5 Metroidvania?
Yeah, sorry. The very common word, synecdoche.
It's a town.
He was in Downton Abbey? Wild.
Was he in the Downton Abbey Xbox game? They couldn't get the original actor. And Paul Giamatti as the voice of Downton Abbey.
Dude, he's in Big Mama's House.
Yeah, that's right.
He's in Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
He plays Dr. Zaius, I think.
He's in Thunderpants.
Dude, he's in Fred Claus. He plays Santa Claus next to Vince Vaughn, who plays Fred. His brother, who's like, he's in Saving Private Ryan.
He's in The Ant Bully.
Oh, wow. Private Parts, I think, was his first big role.
He's in The Haunted World of El Super Beasto.
Oh, dude, he's in The Jungle Cruise.
That Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah. Oh, he's in 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, he plays the villain.
He's the villain. He's like,
that's what I was thinking of. I'm like, I feel like I've just seen him in shit for so many years.
He's in The Hangover. Paging Doctor. What the hell?
I can't. That seems right. I can't remember what he is.
He's in Man on the Moon. I do remember. Oh, dude, American Splendor.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
yeah. He's phenomenal in that.
Gunpowder Milkshake.
Barton men don't lie. Is that good? He kind of sounds like the Joker.
What's A Mouthful of Air?
You really want to know?
Close your eyes. I'll show you.
Close your eyes. Barton men don't lie. Great movie. 5 stars for me.
He's in 2 episodes of Inside Amy Schumer. Should we cue those up now?
Yeah, we're doing a Giamatti fest.
But yeah, he was fucking amazing in this movie. Pain rules. Pain is one of my goats for sure.
Pain and Gain, baby.
Like Election, one of my most watched movies in high school. Like the
Broderick plays such a bitch in that movie. It rules so much.
It was that crazy. I remember like someone even wrote an article about it in like a, you know, like a Who magazine or something in Australia. And it was like Americans' new discovery of the word cunt.
Oh.
And it was Election, Being John Malkovich.
Yeah.
And I think American Beauty.
They all dropped
C-bombs and they all came out in the same year.
Oh, how interesting.
I think that's right. But I remember like it was like notable that someone was like, wow, Hollywood's finally saying the C-word.
And you're like, C-mom, I can say it.
Yeah.
Broderick's so good in that movie.
Out of control, good.
Just like a loser when he goes to the motel, trying to like,
yeah,
leave school Reese, early.
That's where my love for Reese comes from.
Reese is amazing in an
Election. Yeah, who plays the goofy dude in that as well?
Oh, Chris Klein.
Yeah,
from American Pie.
Yeah,
he's like the jock who broke his leg, so he runs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Broderick like forces him to run essentially to beat her.
But like, I feel like when I think of. When I think of Alexander Payne and like his guys,
was it Chris Klein?
I feel like Paul Giamatti. He doesn't really have that many recurring actors across all these movies.
No,
but I guess two leads.
Yeah, Chris Klein.
Paul Giamatti's his guy.
That's what he looks like now, handsome man. Look at him.
A Baxter man.
What'd you kind of have to that? A Barton man. Even.
Barton man. Sorry.
He's kind of never aged, really. You know what I mean? Like he's aged, but he hasn't really.
He definitely aged.
I think he went to the Flash premiere. Oh no, he's in the Arrowverse.
Oh wow.
Blood is in the Arrowverse. plays Orwin Dwyer, also known as Cicada. So I believe he's a villain. That's some real Vinny Chase shit, isn't it?
What?
Like being a heartthrob teen actor, then playing this would be an Entourage plot point, then being like a D-tier villain in
Arrowverse. Oh dude, if Vinny Chase is a real actor, he would be an Eternal.
Yeah, which one? The one that
like the I don't know the gets the mute girl.
Yeah, I wish. Someone pointed out to me that I forget who it was. He sent me like a meme or an article or something, but it was all the fictitious movies from Entourage have now been made.
Oh, wow.
Like Aquaman.
Aquaman. They made two of them.
They made two of them.
Aquaman, the first Aquaman movie made $1 billion, dude.
That movie was like...
over a million.
It was same so with popular.
Captain Marvel and Aquaman in the same year, I think, made over $1 billion.
People realize they don't need that shit.
Has Aquaman 2 done well at the box office?
No.
Aquaman and the Lost King. Aquaman and the Lost Crown.
Aquaman. No.
Yeah. Anyway, look, we could talk about Aquaman 2 for hours. And you know what? We're gonna hit that motherfucking pay fan button. Just kidding. No Aquaman talk tonight.
Sorry, guys.
As of one day ago, Aquaman 2 has beaten The Flash's... So it's currently at $377 million worldwide.
Good
it
work.
Needs to surpass $393 million to beat Black Adam. There's legitimately
the hierarchy a has
character
changed.
That reminds me of Black Adam in the new Prince of Persia game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you get to fight him at one point. Pretty cool.
Does the hierarchy of Persia change?
No.
Wait, was that movie set in Persia? Do they talk about it at some point?
I don't think so.
Like former Persia? Aquaman oh, no, it's like a 2. Fake town, isn't it? Fake town.
remember when Aquaman goes to like... Was it what is it? He goes somewhere and then they play Africa.
They go to probably Africa.
They go to Africa, but it's Pitbull singing the cover of Africa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good shit, isn't it? I'm trying to. I can't find this anymore, but someone sent it. If you sent it to me, thank you.
What is it?
Just pointing out that all of the movies have been made. That
of course, I forgot. Vinny
Chase starred in. Yeah.
Do you know some cool things that we're going to talk about in PayFam tonight? We actually experienced something together before hitting record on HeyFam that we're going to about in PayFam.
Yeah, yeah, I do know this.
We ate the brand new summer specials on the McDonald's Australia menu. Pineapple fritters, a new McCrispy, onion rings, and we're going to be talking about them.
All this
tonight. Plus, very excitingly, the first episode of True Detective.
True Deck Night Cunt.
Night Cunt.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Night Country.
Night Country, of
course.
I was
going True Deck.
Deck Night Cunt. That's
good. True Deck Night Cunt.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's got a way with words.
Thank you.
But we're going to get in the True Detective zone too.
Yeah, we're going to get in that.
So Pineapple Fritters, Night Cunt. What more could you want out of a bonus episode? Not even a bonus episode. A real episode of HeyFam, aka PayFam. The episode that you can only hear by going to Patreon. .com/HeyFam, $5 a month to sign up to our Patreon. You get an extra episode of HeyFam every single week. And let me tell you, tonight's episode is going to be a doozy. You also get to share your experiences with Night Cunt and Pineapple Fritters over in the HeyFam Discord, plus access every single bonus episode we've recorded in the past. There's over 200, I guess.
Quite possibly.
We'll never know.
There's so many. We've had to get... Tim Cook to install some more servers because we just keep uploading more episodes, much like DJ Khaled did with his number one songs.
So come join us over at patreon.com/HeyFam. We'd love to see you there.
Yeah, we'd love to. It'd be weird if you didn't come.
Wow, another absolutely perfect episode. Now it's time to do what I do every week. Listen to this episode 140 times. Somebody tell Ms. Marvel to order me another pizza. Yo, I haven't had a slice of that sweet, sweet za in like 7 minutes. Your girl is dying over here. Peace.